Harford, White, Ramanaskis. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Let's touch base with Lachie Henderson down at the Cattery, because at the moment, as we speak, leading into round 22, the Cats are outside the eight, can you believe? They've got Fremantle at GMHBA Stadium on Saturday afternoon to get themselves back in the hunt. Lachie Henderson's going to be a big part of that. Lachie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries, buddy. What's happened at the Cats in the last little while? I couldn't have envisaged, I don't think, that you'd be out of the eight with two rounds to go. What's gone wrong?
I think it's been a bit of one of those years. I think the competition's very, very even, and you've got to be your best each week. And we sure haven't been every week. So I think it's pretty much as simple as that. I think you've still got a few teams behind for trying to make the eight, a few teams trying to stay in there. So very even comp, and it's what people want to see. So it's good footy, and it makes it for an interesting last couple of rounds.
We heard from the coach after the game, Chris Scott, about he's got an eye on the future, and it's probably difficult as a player to do it, but are you doing the calculations to work out what has to happen for you to be a part of September?
I think you're lying if you haven't had a quick look at it, but to be honest, I haven't looked as much this week as I have the last few weeks. I pretty much just left it now and just said, we know we're going to win the next two, and then just hope the rest falls our way. So, yeah, I think you're lying if you say you haven't, but I haven't looked at it as much as I think I would have in the past.
How different's your world been in the defensive half for the Cats this year? Because it's a very different looking at unit that you've got out there, a very young and experienced unit to a degree as well. How much more responsibility is added to your role this year?
I've hardly been out there, so it's been different for me, but been watching. I think it hasn't changed a lot, to be honest. We've got obviously a few young guys down there, but the boys have been fantastic for most of the year. And I think if you said that you lost four out of the starting six, seven from last year, everyone would have jumped up in the air. But Blitzy going down there, Jack Henry, Aaron Black, all those boys going down there just were fantastic for all the year. So it hasn't changed much since I've been back there. It's just been a bit of getting used to a few different names that are going to yell out.
Hey, Lucky, you mentioned this. You haven't been out there much. How difficult was the start of the season for you? And did you feel like there was a time where you may have not got actually back and playing this season?
It was tough. It was a tough sort of start to the year and end of last year. And it was very frustrating. There probably was a time that I didn't think I was going to fully get back right. But they're just the dark days you sort of have in rehab, and I think a lot of the guys that go through it have those days. You just got to work out be fully aware of those days and know that they're coming, and not be too hard on yourself when you have them. But yeah, it was a tough one. It was a weird one because we always thought that surgeries were pretty minimal surgeries, but each time they just weren't working. So it wasn't like I thought I was done for 12, 16 weeks. I was always thought I was done for 6 or 8. So that was the tough bit part, trying to get through it. But I'm through it now, which is good, and life goes on.
You mentioned Blitz Avs. If you're an All-Australian select, I saw some stats where his games against the big names are pretty phenomenal the last couple of months. Is he in that sort of form?
Yeah, I think so for sure. It's hard to know throughout the whole year. Sort of we see what's happening lately, and I don't really look back too much. But I think definitely he's been fantastic for us. I touched on him just before, and him going back, and Harry and I haven't been there for most of the year, which usually are the ones that the tools for the last couple of years. So yeah, I think he's been fantastic. I think he definitely should be spoken in that category.
Now, your teammate Zach Tui's on a phenomenal streak. I think it's 139 games.
Is it?
He's whinging. Yeah. He's whinging about a broken finger. How's he travelling?
Oh, I think he just whinges about stuff. So when he actually does get up and play, people just think he's really tough most of the time. So he usually goes through the Monday, Thursday whinges, and then gets in about midday today and starts not whinging about it anymore. I think he'll be fine as usual. He'll be fine Saturday.
Has it affected his golf game?
I think it has a bit. Yeah. We haven't played for a while, me and Reggie, so we'll have to get back out there. But I think you'll be in a bit of trouble with a bit of a hand injury.
Just on Tom Hawkins, Lachie, I mean, you would have played, I would imagine, a bit of footy against him as a direct opponent and now obviously a teammate. With the footy he's playing at the moment, you could almost build a case to say he's in career best form.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying watching him play from the stands this year, but also playing with him. And as you said, I played against him a fair bit, and he's a very, very hard opponent to play on when he's on and the ball movement's going into him the right way. And just what he's been able to do this year for us, it's big times, big moments, big games, it's been awesome for him. And yeah, I don't see why not he wouldn't be. I think he's pushing for the Coleman for the next 2 weeks. I don't think it would be in the forefront of his mind at all. But to just be able to do that I don't think anyone had him in the realm of that a few weeks ago. So it's an awesome thing to see him back in good form, moving really well, and just having a big smile on his face and enjoying his footy.
Well, it's going to be a big week this week. Freo, to keep yourself back in the game down there in the front of the faithful down at GMHBA. A big chance for a big win and get yourself in contention again to get inside a spot in the eight, Lockie. Good luck, mate. Appreciate your time today.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, guys.